What's up, everybody? Orlando here from the On Cue podcast, and today's episode is fantastic, a little different flavor than what we've had. Today, we sat down with Lionel Maha. He is a 12-year Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt under the famous Salo Ribeiro. Lionel and his wife, Luciana, started what was supposed to be a year-long sabbatical with their son in December of 2017. They traveled 29 states here in America. They traveled through six Canadian provinces. They were then going to go back home to Brasilia, Brazil for a few months, then go on to Europe. And they decided instead of going on to Europe to just come back to the States and make the move. They fell in love with Fort Worth, Texas. In particular, they decided to come here to Southwest Fort Worth, and it has been amazing. They've opened up a school here, a jiu-jitsu school. And really, we just sat down to chat a little bit about jiu-jitsu and the amazing vibe they have here. I've been in gyms all across the country, and this place is just very welcoming, people of all levels. Lionel is a very well-respected jiu-jitsu player, so there is some high-level training that goes on here, as well as beginners. It's very welcoming for people who have never put a gi on, who've never known what it's like to get your neck choked. So we hope you enjoy the conversation. We just talked about jiu-jitsu and Lionel and his mindset and why he does what he does. There is a little bit of a language barrier as they speak Portuguese primarily, but nothing that you can't get past. It's a very good listen. We hope you enjoy it and come in sometime to get your neck choked. Women, children, men, humans of all ages. So we hope you enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy the conversation. Okay, and we are finally recording. What's going on, everybody? I am here with a new friend of mine and his beautiful wife. I got Lionel Maha and his wife, Luciana Maha. And Portuguese, that's Maha, but the way most of us see it, Mara.
Mara,
right?
Yes.
But in Portuguese, with two R's, it's like the H?
Yes, it's a different sound to double R. It's used in Portuguese, ha, and just one R in English is the same H for me in Portuguese. But in the good pronunciation in Portuguese is a Maha.
Maha.
Maha. So, but I'm good. Mara or Maha is doesn't
you're
matter
used
because
to it.
Yes, I'm staying in America now, so it's good for talking about the Mara, Maha. It's good.
So listen, Lionel is pretty good at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. That's originally why we have him here, but I've learned in the last 6 weeks.
I'm trying.
We'll talk more about the ninja stuff here soon because actually Lionel has been a black belt now for 13 years. Is that correct?
No, I'm a black belt in 12 years.
Okay.
A black belt, but I'm training jiu-jitsu in 22 years.
22 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And so before we get into the ninja talk, but before we talk about Brazilian jiu-jitsu and jiu-jitsu and fighting and, you know, the exciting stuff, I've learned a little bit about you and I've known you for about 5 or 6 weeks now, but you seem to be very nice people. And I'd like to just introduce you to the listeners and let them get to know a little bit about you. And when I say people, like I said, Lionel is here. His wife, Luciana, is in the background. She doesn't have headphones on, but you might hear her some, helping with some translations. And I might ask her a few questions that you'll hear her as well. So just so you understand what's going on. So tell me a little bit about you two. How long have you been together and how did you meet and
yes,
the good stuff?
I'm living all my life in Brazil. And Luciana, I met Luciana in Brazil and married 10 years. 12 years. So sorry, my darling. Yes, 12 years got married. But Luciana and I have a career in Brazil. My background is a physical education. I would like talking about jiu-jitsu, but jiu-jitsu is a small part of my life. I really, really believe and love jiu-jitsu. This is my my occupation now, but I love to talk about the family. I love to talk about the jiu-jitsu. I really, really like talking about the God and my lifestyle. So my name is Leonel Marra. I am a fighter to jiu-jitsu, competition jiu-jitsu, and I'm now teaching jiu-jitsu too, but this is a little part of my life. I am a husband, I am a father, I am a teacher, I am I'm trying to a man of God. So that's it, this is my life. I'm enjoying the process and put together in the same box and talk for everything.
Yeah, and that's important. That's important because so many people, they get caught up in anything, but particularly martial artists, it seems like that just defines them, and that's all they are.
I'm no fighter full time. I know right. I am the fighter full time. The vibe to fighter is different. No, I am a man, common man. I am man of God. Have one beautiful family. I have a. I really, really, I'm enjoy the process in all of my life. I'm enjoy the process for jiu-jitsu. I'm enjoy the process for my new school. I'm enjoy my the process to my 10 years business in Brazil. I'm enjoy everything. So I am a good man. I'm trying to be good man. That's it.
So is this your first school? Or you've been teaching, I know you've had your black belt for 12 years, but have you been teaching prior
yes.
to this?
No, I have one social project in Brazil. Okay. Because in Brazil, Brazil have a real, real poor people. Uh-huh. And I think jiu-jitsu is one of two for God give me for help the people. And I'm use this, but I don't live to jiu-jitsu never in my life. This first time I'm try to live from jiu-jitsu for jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. I have one social project in Brazil because I think my missions are help the people and use the jiu-jitsu for moving life, change lives. I really, really believe this is a mission in my life. So sometimes my students in Brazil don't have gi. So I have a sponsor in Brazil to gi because I'm athlete in Brazil. So I have a sponsor and get the gis I get the gis my sponsor give me and I bring my students and continue to try. No, my gi is good. I get my gi and give my students for continue to train because I need continue my way about my como é caminho? I need continue the path. My students continue the change the lives, change the vibe, the opportunity. I'm enjoying the opportunities for change the lives in Brazil is big difference to America because really, really have people need one opportunity and not have the opportunity. So I'm enjoying this, but it's the first time I'm living off jiu-jitsu. Right. Yes.
So does that bring about any anxiety or stress or worry?
My first school, mm-hmm. Of jiu-jitsu that I live into jiu-jitsu right. But it's not my first school because I have social project in Brazil and I'm teaching in Brazil jiu-jitsu but it's a different public
right
yes I'm teaching jiu-jitsu in my social project because I believe my mission
volunteer so that was volunteer
yes
you weren't
I'm volunteer
paid. Right.
In Brazil I'm no receive money about this I'm just have mission
right.
Now I need money about for living about jiu-jitsu. So it's my first school.
Your way of life, the way you are earning for your family is
yes.
based on money made through
yes.
jiu-jitsu.
Yes, this
prior,
is my first
you were doing
school.
It just volunteer, helping out. You were doing it because it was part of a mission to help other people.
Exactly.
So how has it been? Now, I know Luciana just started training jiu-jitsu when you moved here, correct? So something that I thought about when thinking about you too is it must be hard. Now, you obviously, you seem very happy, in love, everything's great. But we all know for all couples, it can be hard too because you live together, you train together now, you have a business together. How has that been so far in the beginning stages?
I think it's the best part of the partner to Luciana. It's the best part. I make the best part, the fun part. I think I love this because I love the Luciana's company all the time in business, in training, in jiu-jitsu, in my life. I really, really love this. But I think for Luciana, it's more hard than me because the bureaucratic part is Luciana. I'm teaching jiu-jitsu, so I'm loving teaching jiu-jitsu. I'm training, I'm fighting jiu-jitsu. I love the vibe of jiu-jitsu. And the best part, the comfortable part, no, the best part, the comfortable part, I think it's me.
You get
for
to
me,
enjoy
it's the
it
same
all.
In Brazil. Uh-huh. Yes, I had two studios, Pilates and personal training in Brazil, and the bureaucratic part is Luciana too. Mm. So the Luciana get the most hard or no hard or boring part.
Right. She's taking care
the
of the business. And
yes,
the hard
business
work,
have
if
to,
you call it with air quotes, the work. You're getting to teach jiu-jitsu, which obviously you love jiu-jitsu.
Yes,
doing what
so
you love.
It's easy for me. And I think Luciana think different about the the boring part, about the bureaucratic part.
Right.
I think Luciana like the company too. No? But in middle this, I have one son too,
right.
So in business and family, all the time together, it's easy for me.
Right.
It's easy. I don't have problem about this, but I have one opportunity in 1 year to travel a lot and live all the time side by side to Luciana, all the day, every day. Because my travel is I'm explain this about after, but because the reason I and Luciana no have plan to live, no make a plan to live in America. My plan is a travel around the world because Luciana discovered one problem in your health 5 years ago and make a treatment 3 years and big treatment. But in 2 years, Luciana was retired. And after retired, Luciana and I decide make a sabbatical year.
Okay, a sabbatical year.
Yeah, sabbatical year. And start to in that state. Why? Because I'm visiting United States a lot of times for fighters, for travel, and I like America, but I have planned to start the travel here, and I'm go to United States, America, and start to New York. In New York, I'm visiting the first gym is Shaolin, but make flight to Texas because in Texas, Luciana have one cousin in Weatherford. Mm-hmm. And Weatherford, I no have planned to start to Texas, but Luciana's cousin talk, hey, start to Texas because Texas is an amazing place. So in my mind, in Brazilian mind, no, I'm visiting Orlando, Disney, California Dream. Right. So it's because I'm feel knowledge about this. I'm just travel knowledge. So Texas no stay in my mind, but Luciana Scoso talk about this and decide to start to Texas.
So y'all started this trip in 2018, is that right? When you first
you
came
said
out of the
December
States.
17.
December of 2017.
Yeah, December
and the,
17.
The three of you, your family, you, your wife, and your son spent 12 months? Or 1 year.
1 year.
Traveling
around
the United States.
Yes, around. And I'm visit 29 states, United States.
Wow. 29
states. Yes, 29 states, United States, and visit a lot of gyms, school gyms, mm-hmm. Jiu-Jitsu gyms around the America, and cross the Canada, Vancouver, Quebec. But in the start, I'm buy one car here in Texas. It's my second state because I'm starting New York, fly to Texas, and buy one car here. Mm-hmm. Buy one car here, I make 29 states drive the car.
Wow.
Yes. So I have beautiful and amazing opportunity to know my wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important. You know, it's nice.
Yes.
It's nice that you,
yes,
it's nice
because
that you do this. Because a lot of people, they don't spend hardly, especially, I don't know about the rest of the world. But here, it's sad, in my opinion, you know, the common man, mm-hmm. the average Joe, if you will.
Yes.
You know, they go to work, they leave the house 7, 8 in the morning, they're at work till 5 or 6, they come home, they have dinner, if they're lucky, they spend a little bit of time with their family, if they have one, or their significant other, husband, wife, whatever, they go to sleep. So they're only together for a couple hours a day at most, if they're lucky with their child.
Yes, because you go to your work, your wife go to work too.
Right.
So you spend time of the day your wife, time the day your kid, your daughter. I spend my time for sometimes my son, sometimes my wife, sometimes my work. But in the moment travel, I spend all the day rest or driving.
So listen, I know we could probably spend the entire podcast just talking about that trip. So and I'm sure it's amazing.
Yeah.
But after all of that, 29 states, across Canada.
Across Canada, and visit a lot of school of jiu-jitsu.
How and why did you pick Southwest Fort Worth? I mean, I think that's important. Of all the places, you know, I've talked to some of the other people that train here, and we talk about how lucky we are that a guy like you, right here in Southwest Fort Worth, very educated in jiu-jitsu, very
yes.
good, high level, of all places, picked Fort Worth. How did this
yes.
come about?
Look, I have one, again, beautiful, beautiful opportunity to compare. For example, I'm visiting in California Joshua Tree Park.
Uh-huh.
I'm visiting Yosemite Park. I'm visiting Sequoia National Park, San Francisco. It's amazing and beautiful. I'm visiting Portland. Amazing mm-hmm. and beautiful. But the first reason I choose first Texas, no Fort Worth, first Texas, is a people.
Ah, cool.
Because totally, totally different the other people I'm visiting.
Mm-hmm.
Is a friendly people. Is amazing people. It's different vibe in Texas. In Texas, I'm visiting Houston, Austin, Fort Worth, Weatherford, Dallas, San Antonio, and a lot of places in Texas. And really, really, Texans people, it's really different for other people. It's a friendly.
Very welcoming. Huh?
Very, very welcome. And I think I make friends in 8 months here for all of my life.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's crazy think this because I'm living all my life in Brazil. But I'm identificate a lot the Texans people.
So it felt very natural. I mean,
yes, the first time I'm left the Texas, I'm went Louisiana
uh-huh.
and visiting one place in Louisiana and back to Texas. In the moment, I'm starting Texas. I'm arriving in Texas again. I'm looking the eyes, Luciana. Luciana looking my eyes. Hey, it's extreme because I think I'm back to home. Wow. You feel too? Mm-hmm. Yes, I feel too. It's extreme, but it's amazing. Texas, I'm love in Texas. Real is a people.
Cool.
People. Really cool. But after Fort Worth, because geographic strategy, I think is a big city, but one vibe. Big city, big companies, big, is close to Dallas. Have one international airport because this is so important for me because my family, my parents, Luciana's parents stay in Brazil. So this is important for me. So Fort Worth is a big city, but have one vibe to a small city.
Small town feel.
Small town is a good vibe all the time. Good vibe every day. Good restaurant, good food, really, really good people, friendship people. So I'm so happy staying in.
So since I've got to know you, I think I've started training here a month ago, 5 weeks ago or something. But it seems like every time I interact with you, every time I see you, I don't think I've come through these doors and one day not heard you use the word vibe. I feel like this is something that's very important to you. Correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, please tell me. But I get this from you, whether we're in class and you're teaching or whether we're just talking about life in general, you reference vibe a lot and how important it is. And what I caught on to, what I'm alluding to, is you like to call this a school, not a gym. A jiu-jitsu school and not a gym. And you've talked to me about it because the vibe is different when you refer to a gym and you refer to a school.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that some?
Yes. I'm trained jiu-jitsu in 22 years. And I know I'm visiting a lot of gyms, jiu-jitsu gyms, and for me it's totally different because school need one reference. For me it's totally different because in 22 years I'm visiting a lot of gyms, jiu-jitsu gyms, and now I have one new opportunity to open one new space and have methodology. Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu have one book. Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu have one shield, six blades. It's a family, respect, loyalty, discipline, attitude, and honor. For me, it totally makes sense in one school. When you have one methodology for system teaching, I'm prepare my lessons. I prepare my class. I prepare for my class for receive the informations. For example, my warm-up makes sense for my position of the day. So I have one system of teaching. So this is the big difference. It's not one space to fighters, to learn to fighter, learn to just self-defense. No, you learn self-defense here. But I have one methodology. You're learning jiu-jitsu here, but have one methodology, have one different vibe, and the opportunity I put that vibe in my school. So I have opportunity to start off zero, and I'm start off zero now. Start to methodology. Everybody here understand the methodology because I'm prepared your mind for receive that methodology. For this is a vibe, the school I'm teaching and use the methodology teaching in my school.
You know, I think I've been lucky enough with my experience. You know, my jiu-jitsu is very extremely low level, basic, but because of opportunities that I've had, I've been blessed enough to be around a lot of high level fighters, mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
I've been all over the country in a bunch of gyms.
Yes.
And I have to say that the vibe that you keep talking about, it is very welcoming, and I noticed on your Facebook page, something that's on there is that it's a family-friendly environment, and that's something that's important to you. And I think that's something that's good for people to hear, because sometimes you walk into a gym. I remember talking to you about this before, where I let's say I was traveling for work, and at the time I was training to compete and fighting of some sort. So I would go, oh, there's a gym here. I'm going to go for the week and train. And sometimes I'd go to a gym and I feel comfortable. It's a class, you know, a little bit of sparring. And sometimes I walk into a gym and I know five steps through the door, oh, this is going to be a fight today. I got to be ready, because I can just feel that testosterone in everybody. But when you come here, it feels more like a school. You don't, there's no instant wall that's put up. There's no guys with their chest puffed out, you know, no ego. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important. I think that's why you're growing so fast, so soon. I mean, your school is growing really well.
Yeah.
And the 2 months, not even two months now you've been open.
Yes.
So I think that's something important for people to hear. And I think that it's very welcoming for the people. There's going to be a lot of people listening to this that have no idea what Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is, or maybe they've just heard of it. But a lot of people, especially here, like in your country, everybody knows what jiu-jitsu is. But here, it's just guys and girls choking each other, and it's very aggressive. But they don't understand the art of it and actually what it is. So they never experience it because they're scared.
Yeah.
But when they find out that, you know, the reputation is that it's, there's very high-level training going on here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to beat around the bush about that. But it's also the vibe of welcoming. You have a kids program, you have a women's only program.
Yes, fundamental programs.
Fundamentals.
Yes, fundamentals, women's program, kids program. I have skills. It's strange talking about this because I'm talking about me. But I think I have skills and mind to prepare a lot of people, woman or man or kid or advanced or beginner, for life. In my mind, jiu-jitsu is just the tool, because I'm prepared athletes in a lot of years for competitions, but I'm prepared women for self-defense too. And I'm prepare people for lose weight, for example. I'm prepare people for different activity for that I know. Different activity do you usually and work out different activity for everybody. For who it's better to train jiu-jitsu? For who? For everybody. Jiu-jitsu gave me one opportunity to talk to kids in discipline. Jiu-jitsu gave me the opportunity to talk to you, the same friend, but the same master.
Right.
Jiu-jitsu gave me opportunity to talk the woman and bring the woman confidence.
Yes.
Confidence. So I really love use jiu-jitsu for prepare humans. It's correct?
Yep, yeah.
Humans.
Yeah, definitely.
Humans. So this is my mission. I'm use this in my mission. So 2 weeks ago, I'm fighting in Austin.
Right.
Yes.
Very well.
So, yes.
Yeah.
I have good opportunity to show for everybody my jiu-jitsu, my knowledge, my skills. But I have opportunity here to prepare one woman want just self-defense. And other people lose weight. So this is important for me because I have knowledge in jiu-jitsu. But my background is a physical education, science, sports too.
Right.
And I use this and mix this for prepare humans.
So I think maybe we should have done this at the beginning, but we just had a very good conversation going. You and I both know And now look, there's a lot of black belts around. There's a lot of jiu-jitsu schools around, gyms, because it's becoming more popular.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, unfortunately, there's a lot of good schools.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of guys out there. They are still better than me, so I get it. Like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to them, but unfortunately, there's a lot of people around mm-hmm. that maybe are not as legitimate, maybe you'd say.
No, so, I don't understand.
So maybe what I'm saying is they're legitimate, but they don't have the history and the background and the training,
yes.
Such as someone like yourself.
Yes.
Maybe that's what I should say. They're still legitimate. They would still mm-hmm. wipe the mat with me, mm-hmm. you know. But I think that it's important for people to understand a little bit, maybe who you studied under,
mm-hmm.
where you trained,
mm-hmm.
and talk a little bit about the history. For instance, you've talked about Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu, but
yeah.
for a lot of the listeners, they don't understand what that means. So your school, you're an affiliate
yeah.
of Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu. That's where you studied, correct?
Yes, correct. My sensei is a Saulo Ribeiro. Saulo Ribeiro is create the methodology Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu. Is an honor the Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu and University of Jiu-Jitsu in San Diego, California. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his brother is a Xande Ribeiro too. Is a help you about the create the methodology and stay side by side to Saulo in his life about the creation everything the methodology Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu. Mm-hmm. So Saulo Ribeiro is my sensei, and Xande is my sensei too now. But I'm living in Brazil, and Xande and Saulo living in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And in Brazil, I'm trained to Juquinha in the Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu too, because the parents, Saulo and Xande, living in Brasília.
Okay.
And Saulo and Xande stay in Brasília all the time, because parents living in Brasília too. So Saulo is my sensei, and I'm training in San Diego, California now. And when I have opportunity, I stay all the time in San Diego and visiting my sensei for continue my training, continue prepare my knowledge, and I'm training in San Diego. So my sensei is Saulo and Xande Ribeiro.
Saulo and how do you pronounce it? Xande?
Xande Ribeiro. Xande. The name is Alexandre Conceiro Ribeiro, but Xande Ribeiro is a nickname. Mm-hmm. Xande Ribeiro. Xande Ribeiro have seven titles, world champion.
Different weight classes, right?
Yes, yes. Different classes. Amazing. Five times mm-hmm. world champion in the class. And two-time open class
is the most
title mm-hmm. in the biggest title in jiu-jitsu is a open class world tournament, and Xande have two, and Saulo have five world titles.
Wow!
So it's amazing. Is a 12 titles in the same brothers is amazing, and have world titles in others federations too. But in IBJJF, the biggest federation around the world, the Ribeiro family have 12 titles. So it's amazing.
It's arguable that they are the most accomplished family in jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows of the Gracies, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but it's very arguable. For instance, do you think this will ever happen again, that one man can have a title in five different divisions? A lot
yes.
of people say this will never happen again, because five different weight
it's
classes.
Incredible.
It's incredible.
It's incredible, because you test your knowledge all the time in competitions, but you real test your knowledge in one world tournament. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy tournament. It's a hard tournament. It's a... The biggest guys, jiu-jitsu guys, staying in world tournament, mm-hmm. IBJ, in specific, IBJJF. So, Saulo get five titles in different class, man, is a biggest
accomplishment.
Uh-huh. Yes, a biggest accomplishment. Xande, too, because Xande have five in class, two in open class.
In open, right.
So it's crazy. It's
so why do you? I think I know the answer.
This is a legacy.
It's one of the blades. Mm-hmm. I think I know the answer. But for people that will ask this, people that are listening that don't understand, it's something that I admire about true martial artists.
Okay? Yes.
Because unfortunately, for a lot of people, I know you've witnessed this. I have witnessed this. The commercialization gets involved, the money gets involved, the greed gets involved. And some people would say, as a businessman, you're very accomplished. You're very well respected in the jiu-jitsu community. Yes. You have reputation. Why don't you just open your own school? Why do you still, you're part of Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu. I know it's because of the loyalty. That's where you studied.
Yes.
And for your career, my assumption is, Team Lionel Maha will always be a part of Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu.
Yes.
But some people might ask you why.
Because Ribeiro think the same, my vibe, have blades, that blades have meaning. The first blade in Jiu-Jitsu is a family. So it totally makes sense for me. The second blade in Jiu-Jitsu is a respect. I'm really, really respect. If you have one jiu-jitsu gym, I respect you because you work for result, you work for athletes. I have a school because I work to athletes, but I work to women. I work to men. No, I'm working woman. Mm-hmm. I'm working man. I'm working kid. I'm working, mm-hmm. I'm teaching kid. I'm teaching humans. Mm-hmm. So, family, respect, loyalty, uh-huh. Loyalty, discipline, attitude, and honor is totally makes sense for me. It totally makes sense for me because understand my might is a values that I want pass for my students. For example, I no start one class, kids class, sem falar, without the oath.
Oh,
the oath, Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu, is a, I intend to be gentle, respectful, and good listener. I will always give my best to develop my self-discipline and to have the courage to do what is right and truthful. I am aware that by learning the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, my mind and my body are being empowered, but I promise not to be abusive or offensive to others and always pursue friendship. So, in the moment I saw...
Imagine if we could raise every kid in the world.
Every kid's talking this. It totally makes sense for me.
Yeah. Can you imagine if we could raise all the kids this way?
Yes. Do you know, is that one kid talking this, speak this, talking or speak?
Speak.
Speak this. Mm-hmm. One moment the kid speak this and the... understand this.
They say it.
The kid understand the words. It's for me, totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'm complete my work. I'm complete my job. I'm complete my mission. No, my job. No, my work. This is pressure.
Do you believe this is a call? Is your mission from God? From your God? This is a reason why you were put on earth.
My son in my home. My wife talking about this all the time. What the first? No, I'm gentle. The first part, I'm gentle. So it's the first part. I intend to be gentle, respectful, and good listener. But first part is gentle. You are gentle? Yes, I'm a gentleman. Okay, now, good listener, okay? Okay. So, gentle. In the moment when I can see this in kids, man, I'm happy.
That's so cool.
Because I make my mission. I love this. I love this part.
So I think a lot of people would be interested. I know you don't care to talk about it as much, but the fact of the matter is people should hear. So we've talked a bit about your background. Now, the common question for everybody is why just jiu-jitsu? Why didn't, the natural progression now, especially as the sport of mixed martial arts has become so popular, right? Mm-hmm. Which is great. I think it's amazing. It's my favorite sport. I'm a huge fan. I'm a degenerate. You know what a degenerate, like every night I'm watching fights and I'm studying. Like if I'm 37 out of shape, I'm always hurting, but I still take notes and I'm watching fights. But why no mixed martial arts for you? Why did you ever fight in mixed martial arts?
Yes, I'm prepared 2 years for fight MMA.
Okay.
And training Muay Thai, full contact, wrestler, and continue to study Jiu-Jitsu because my plans are arriving in MMA. But in my first fight MMA, finished the first round, I'm winner, but I'm no feel.
You good. So you won the fight in the first round?
My first round. No. My second. I'm winner in second round. Okay. But in the finish first round,
okay,
I'm no feel good, but I'm back to second round.
Okay.
And 30 seconds the second round, I am winner in knockout, the guy. But my corner talking to me because the referee not interruption.
Okay.
Because the referee think have conditionals the other my opponent, the other guy, and my corner talking to me a lot. Kick the head. Man, at the moment, I'm look the referee and the referee looking to me, and decide stop the fighting.
Okay.
And I think the same moment. Thank you God, because I'm really, really respect. I have a lot of friends fighting in MMA. I have friends in UFC. I have big friends in Bellator. I have friends in other tournaments, MMA in Brazil. But I think I don't have inside me the different vibe one athlete MMA need.
I understand.
Do you understand?
Yeah, so you don't have, so to recap that, you fought one time in mixed martial arts.
Yes.
At the end of the first round, you already knew it wasn't in you.
It's not but you were, in
but,
me.
But you completed the fight because you said you were going to do it.
Yes.
So you came back out in the second round. 30 seconds, you knocked the guy out. The referee didn't stop it. And your corner, your coaches are screaming, punch him, kick him.
Yes.
And you're like, you don't want to do this. Luckily, the referee intervened. And that point, you knew you didn't have what's in you to fight, because is it the violence or you just that you don't want to cause that harm? You're clearly, you could, most people, this is what I love about jiu-jitsu, walking around, they don't know that you could end their life like that if you wanted to.
Sometimes I think about this. It's not the correct, so sorry, but the correct word for me is not violence. Mm-hmm. Because the other guy prepared to.
That's right. That's right.
I'm prepared and the other guy prepared to. When I talk about this, I don't have the vibe inside me,
the mindset.
Yeah. I don't have a mindset to fight in MMA because the no bad vibe. It's not extreme. It's not violence inside me. No. It's not violence. Mm-hmm. Because the other guy stay ready, they say me.
Understood.
This is knowledge. This is skill. So this is not violence, the other guy or me.
Right.
But it's not for me. For example, I'm studying physical education. Why you know stud to lawyer? Because I don't like this.
Right.
So I understand MMA is not for me.
Yeah. I think it's very admirable, you know, because you don't hear this too often, especially a guy at your level.
Yes.
You know, there's a wrestler out there named Jordan Burroughs. You know Jordan Burroughs, right?
Yeah.
One of the best wrestlers in the world. Gold, multiple gold medals, right? And he just destroyed Ben Askren a couple months ago, just ragdolled him all over the mat.
Yes,
I know. Everyone asked Jordan Burroughs, maybe he's going to fight, but he's getting older now. But everyone's wondering, he's the best wrestler in the world.
Yeah.
Why aren't you fighting? same thing. He says, I don't really have the desire to fight.
Yeah.
And I think it's admirable.
The desire is complete word is the word I'm looking for.
And you might, you
not
you
have
could,
the desire.
You could, if you had the desire, you have the abilities and the talent and the skill to possibly be very good.
Yes.
But if you don't have, you wouldn't enjoy it. Like, it seems to me.
Yes. For example, I'm back to compete jiu-jitsu.
And
I'm continue compete jiu-jitsu in all my life. And compete tournaments, big tournaments, world tournaments, South American tournaments, Brazilian tournaments. I'm fighting in other countries, but MMA is not my vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me. For example, the Western guy is amazing, but I don't have desire.
Right.
It's not my wish. My wish?
Yeah.
Yes, I don't have the wish about this. I really prefer watching the MMA, and I really, really love teaching.
Teaching.
Yeah. Yes.
And you have a passion for that.
Yes, I have passion about this,
mm-hmm.
because I really believe I can change lives and use the tool with God give me.
That's so cool. And so briefly, we'll wrap up here pretty soon. But I think it's for the people that do understand jiu-jitsu a little better. We should talk. Let's talk a little bit about your style. So you have a certain style. We're talking about your style, your philosophy, your mental style.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the attributes of your jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
So the high-level players in jiu-jitsu often have their own unique style. From my understanding, yours is the deep half guard. Is
yes.
that correct? You want to talk a little bit about that, just for the people that understand jiu-jitsu a little more?
Yeah.
How did it come out? Was this just natural? You were good at it? Or did you make a conscious decision one day, I want to be good at the deep half guard?
No. One friend in Espírito Santo, Brazil, is a state in Brazil, talked me about, man, you're fighting so good in half guard. But I can see this. Eu não tinha visto. I couldn't see this. Yes, you know, you're fighting good in half guard. But I'm looking, hey, I think it... So
it's
sorry.
Okay. It's okay. No problem.
I don't know the
so many phones.
This. Yeah. So sorry.
That's okay. It's no problem.
And my friend told me, yes, you're fighting. And I start to try half guard.
Uh-huh.
Half guard. And sweep all the time, but my partners to training start to defense, and I'm creation one new option, and I'm discovery. I'm saw one position. Jamelão is a big champion in Brazil. Jamelão is the old school of jiu-jitsu. But is a big champion in Jiu-Jitsu Brazil. Teach me one position in deep half guard. And I like that position, but I'm adapted because it's not in cash. Is correct in cash? It's not in cash in my play. The position Jamelão teach me. Mm-hmm. And I'm adapted that position and put this in my play.
Okay.
And the time I'm teaching that position for my partners, defense my position, and I'm creating one new option. And my guy in teaching again, and I can see the moment I'm teaching my position, the guy defends my position, and I'm create new option. And now I'm teaching and. My sensei and my friends talk me about the expert in deep half guard, but I'm really, really, really feel comfortable in deep half guard because I'm create a lot of options in deep half guard and negative half guard. So my seminars, I'm teaching deep half guard and negative half guard. I feel comfortable in that position, but sometimes the guys not feel good in deep half guard because you need prepare for smash.
Right.
because you stay under the other guy all the time.
You're very vulnerable, right?
Yes, sometimes, but create new options for no stay vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Vulnerable. So you need think, you need understand the conception for you no feel vulnerable in the same position. Mm-hmm. I'm create that option for me, and I'm teaching this. So it's a, I don't know, it's a, I feel good in deep half guard and make my jiu-jitsu and create in my jiu-jitsu options so deep half guard.
Well, listen, as we wrap up here pretty soon, there's one last thing I want to ask you, but I think for everyone listening, if jiu-jitsu sounds like something you're interested in, please look up, at the end of the show, we'll make sure that we tell everybody where to go, but please look up Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu North Texas. You can come on by for your free trial class.
Yes.
Make sure you like it. I believe this, that you all, yes, this is a business for you. You all do need to support your family. But I think the reason why you're going to be successful is because you're doing it for the love of jiu-jitsu, the love of the art. So I know that that's not the primary focus. It's not free, but people can come by and try it before they make the commitment. And so please come by right here in Southwest Fort Worth. Anybody listening to this that is traveling, if you come through Fort Worth, Leonel is very open and welcoming to having people stop by and train. So please come check it out. I think it would be great for your life. I think what I would like to do in closing is what are your goals here? What I would like to do, hopefully, is maybe in 6 months or maybe in a year, we can revisit this and do another one. It's okay. Yeah. And so maybe we can revisit this and talk about where you're at, because I know that you're going to really do well here. But what are your goals, both personally and professionally, if you will, with jiu-jitsu in your school?
I am a competitor. I am a teacher to jiu-jitsu. And I have kids class here. And I have one student have 6-4 years. 6-4 years. So beginner.
Okay.
So jiu-jitsu for everybody.
You have kids here, and then we have a student here. You have a student now who's 64 years old.
That's yes. Right. Yes. So I believe jiu-jitsu is a good methodology for transformation lives, for jiu-jitsu for everybody. So I'm really, really appreciate for everybody come visit me in Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu Fort Worth and try to train in jiu-jitsu, because jiu-jitsu it's fun. Mm-hmm. Jiu-jitsu it's good activity. Jiu-jitsu is amazing activity for train the mind and training the mind. So I really, really appreciate and have one program here for visit me free 1 week. Yeah, everybody have opportunity to train in Ribeiro Jiu-Jitsu North Texas 1 week free. Okay. Because I need you know my program. Jiu-Jitsu, it's fun. Mm-hmm. Jiu-Jitsu, it's good. For who? For everybody.
I can promise anybody listening, you come here for a week. If you don't know after the first class, you come to a couple classes in 1 week, and I promise you, no matter what level you are, because there's some high-level training going on here for people who are very experienced, they have some color on their belt, and there's also a very good atmosphere for beginners in fundamental Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Okay, and my goal, and my goal is alcance all the public. Is a kids, woman, men, and all the skills as an athlete in the same place. And I have one plan long time.
Mm-hmm.
I have one place side by side to the wall. Uh-huh. It's a big place and put the other mat, big mat, and simultaneous class is, for example, beginners and advanced.
Mm-hmm.
For example, woman and kids.
Uh-huh.
For example, mix the class in the same time. And my goal is put here in my school, after school.
After school program.
Yes, I have now one room, kids room here, where kids can wait his parents training, woman or man, and finish the training. Kids go into the room and make a homework, make sometimes food, sometimes eat, sometimes just wait, sometimes play games. But I have this, and my goal is a kids program in after school. I'm get the kids in school, bring for gym and training, and make homework, and the parents get ready.
Yeah.
Ready. And in the same moment, I'm put values in his mind.
Mm-hmm. Values in their mind.
In the mind. That's it. This is my goal.
I think this is a perfect way to close. Is there anything that either of you want to make sure that we include that I've missed? You feel good? Anything else? I think that's a great way to close, that people hear really what your goals are and what you want to have here. It's just to make sure they can email you. It's easy to find. If you have any questions, Luciana does great with replying to you, typically by the end of the business day, from my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I think your email is RJJ...
North Texas.
North Texas.
No, NTX. North Texas, RJJ NTX.
That's right. At Gmail, is it? No, at Gmail.
Gmail.
So RJJ NTX at Gmail. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram. You Google Ribeiro. When they say Ribeiro, it's spelled with an R, RIBEIRO, Jiu-Jitsu North Texas. You can find them. Please, everybody, check it out. Thank you for listening. Those of you who have been listening and those of you who are new, this is very new for us, the On Cue podcast. We promise to get better. The quality will get better. But listen, we're not promising you, top of the line, but we want to make sure that we're getting people informed and let you know what's going on. So if you enjoyed this episode, please check out the other episodes. Please let everybody know. It's free. You can find it on all of the big apps, Google, iTunes, Spotify just pulled this down. But on all of the big apps, Breaker, Stitcher, please share with all of your friends and family. Thank you so much for listening. Lionel, thank you so much.
Thank you, bro. Thanks so much.
And I look forward to it. I think you're going to do great here. And I'm really excited to grow as your student and to grow as a friend, because you seem like a great guy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, everybody. And be careful out there. Stay safe.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.